Hello, my sleep friends. Welcome again to Fairy Tale Friday. It is time now to simply relax and calm down your stressed out body and mind. You can sit or lay down in your quiet and safe bedroom. Put your hands on your belly. Breathe in to a slow count of three. One, two, three. And then breathe out to the same slow count of three. One, two, three. Feel your belly rise and fall as you breathe in and out. Just repeat this slow and deep pattern of breathing until you feel very relaxed. When we are feeling mentally stressed, then we will feel it physically too. So by practicing this deep and slow breathing, you will be able to release any physical tension. And you will be able to feel more calm and ready for bed. Before that, I will be reading a fairy tale from Iceland. This fairy tale is entitled The Cottager and His Cat. There once lived an old man and his wife in a dirty, tumble-down cottage. It was really very far from the splendid castle where the king and queen dwelt. But in spite of the wretched state of the hut, the old man was rich, for he was a great miser. And it's a good thing. He would often go without food all day, sooner than change one of his beloved gold pieces. But after a while, he found that he had starved himself once too often. He fell ill, and no strength was in him to get well again. After a few days, he died, leaving his wife and his only son behind him. The night after he died, his son dreamed that an unknown man appeared to him and said, "Listen to me. Your father is gone, and your mother will soon die, and all their riches will belong to you. Half of his wealth is ill-gotten, and this you must give back to the poor from whom he squeezed it. For the other half, you must throw it into the sea. You need to watch, however, as the money sinks into the water. And if anything should float, then catch it and keep it, even if it is nothing more than a bit of paper." Then the man vanished, and the youth suddenly woke up, recalling his strange dream. It troubled him greatly. He did not want to part with the riches that his father had left him, for he had known all of his life what it was to be cold and hungry. And now he had hoped for just a bit of a better life and a little comfort and pleasure. Still, he was honest and had a kind heart. And if his father had come wrongfully by his wealth, he felt he could never enjoy it. And at last, he made up his mind to do as he had been bidden. He found out who were the people who were poorest in the village and spent half of his money in helping them, and the other half he put it in his pocket. The young man knew that he had to throw the other half of his wealth into the sea. So off he went. From a rock that jutted right out into the sea, he flung it in. In a moment, it was out of sight, and no man could have told the spot where it had sunk, except for a tiny scrap of paper floating on the water. He stretched down carefully and was able to reach it. On opening it, he found 6 shillings wrapped inside. This was now all the money he had left in the world. The young man stood and looked at it thoughtfully. "Well, I can't do much with this," he said to himself. "But after all, 6 shillings were better than nothing." And he wrapped them up again and slipped them into his coat. The young man worked in his garden for the next few weeks, and he and his mother contrived to live on the fruit and vegetables he got out of it. But then, she too died suddenly. The son felt sad when he had laid her in her grave, and with a heavy heart, he wandered into the hills without knowing where he was going to go. By and by, he began to feel hungry, and when he saw a small hut in front of him, he knocked at the door and asked if they could give him some milk. The old woman who opened it begged him to come in. She added kindly that if he wanted a night's lodging, he might have it without having to pay for it. 2 women and 3 men were at supper when he entered, and silently made room for him to sit down beside them. After he had eaten, he began to look about him and was surprised to see an animal sitting by the fire. The animal was different from anything he had ever noticed before. It was gray and not very big, but had large and very bright eyes. And it seemed to be singing in an odd way, quite unlike any other animal he had seen in the forest. "What is the name of that strange little creature?" he asked. They answered, "We call it a cat. I should like to buy it, if it does not cost too much," said the young man. "It would be company for me." They told him that he might have it for 6 shillings. if he cared to give so much. The young man took out his precious bit of paper, handed them the 6 shillings, and the next morning bade them farewell, with a cat lying snugly in his coat. For the whole day, they wandered through meadows and forests, till in the evening they reached a house. The young fellow knocked at the door and asked the old man who opened it if he could rest there that night, adding that he had no money to pay for it. "Then I must give it to you for free," answered the man, and led him into a room where 2 women and 2 men were sitting at supper. One of the women was the old man's wife, the other his daughter. He placed the cat on the mantel shelf, and they all crowded round to examine this strange beast. The cat rubbed itself against them and held out its paw and sang to them. The women felt so delighted and gave it everything that a cat could eat and a great deal more besides. After hearing the youth's story and how he had nothing in the world left except for his cat, the old man advised him to go to the castle that was only a few miles away and take counsel of the king, who was kind to everyone and would certainly be his friend. The young man thanked him and said that he would gladly take his advice. Early the next morning, he then set out for the royal castle. He sent a message to the king where he asked for an audience and was speedily told to go into the great hall, and that is where he would find the king. The king was at dinner with his court when the young man entered, and he signaled for him to come near. The youth bowed deeply and then gazed in surprise at the crowd of little black creatures that were running about the floor and even on the table itself. Indeed, they were so bold that they snatched pieces of food from the king's own plate. And if he drove them away, they tried to bite his hands so that he could not even eat his food. And his courtiers were no better off. "What sort of animals are these?" asked the youth of one of the ladies sitting near him. "They are called rats," answered the king, who had overheard the question. "For years now, we have tried some way of putting an end to them, but never succeeded in doing so. And as you can see, they come into our very beds too." At this moment, something was seen flying through the air. The cat was on the table, and with 2 or 3 shakes, a number of rats were lying dead around him. Then a great scuffling of feet was heard, and in a few minutes, the hall was clear of all the rats. For some minutes, the king and his courtiers only looked at each other in astonishment. "What kind of animal is that, which can work magic of this sort?" asked he. And the young man told him that it was called a cat, and that he had bought it for 6 shillings. Then the king answered, "Because your cat has freed my castle from the plague which has tormented me for so many years, I will give you the choice of 2 things. Either you shall be my prime minister, or else you shall marry my daughter and reign after me. What will you choose?" "The princess and the kingdom," said the young man. And so it was. Dear sleep friends, I do hope that you enjoyed that wondrous fairy tale, and I'm hoping that it can help you to be induced to a good night's sleep tonight. For next week, I will be reading a fairy tale from Sweden. For now, I wish you all a very good night.